The word of God revealed. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. St. John 16:13. At the time of physical as well as mental and spiritual distress in this country and abroad, there was a seeking for divine reality. The philosophies of men were inadequate to cope with humanity's problems. Man had reached his extremities. The people and the world were at a place where nothing short of God could help and lift them. Then came the electrifying words, "God is here," and in our day, and in our time, they found him teaching and preaching in the little fishing village of Sayville, Long Island, New York. At his home in Sayville, believers drawn from all walks of life and racial abstractions gathered around the abundant banquet table to fellowship with the living Christ. Never had such words of wisdom and power from the Infinite One fallen on the ears of humanity. The words flowed from his lips in a never-ending stream. Words of life and spirit and love. They were so numerous that the small staff who had voluntarily set about to transcribe them could not keep up with their transcriptions, nor could the press publish them all, and many of these wonderful words have been buried until this very day. Now a larger staff is busy getting them out to the press so the world can benefit. The following are jottings from the early notebook of one transcriber, recorded for the enjoyment and enlightenment of some, and as foundation stones toward a perfect world for others. I thank you, Father. Father Divine's words from the notebook of John Lamb. Installment number 62. The following was spoken by Father over the breakfast table at 65 Howard Street, Newark, Wednesday, July 13, 1932. This is but the outer expression of a percent, of a percent, of a percent, of a sketch, of a reflection of the outer condition of the mind within. It is the outpicturing of a percent, of a percent, of a percent, of a sketch, of a reflection of the limitless blessings I have in storehouse for the souls of the children of men. So you can see that if you will let me, so it will be. If it is of me, it will be abundantly and wholeheartedly free. It is wonderful. In Christ, there is no speculation, graft, begging, or borrowing. Then Father sang the following song. It is a full and a plenty for one and for all, a plenty for all. A request was made by one at the table that the flowers be removed so those at the end of the table could see Father. He said, "When you keep me in your heart, you can see me all the time." Then came the following song from Father. "Not by power nor sight of the eye, you can see me all the time. And if the people be lost when they die, you can see me all the time. The spirits of the just men are made perfect. You can see me all the time. That's if you are true and faithful and will do what I bid you do. You can see me all the time. It matters not what the people say. You can see me all the time. You may think I go away, then you can see me all the time. Again came the following song. It pays you to concentrate and live the life and be the same all the time. This was in response to something told by one of the angels that was apparently negative and unnecessary. It is wonderful. That is what all of this is about. That is why it is wonderful in this home. So far, this is but the outer expression of the sincere concentration on the expression of perfection that has been brought into the conscious realization and into the materialization of the understanding. So it pays you to concentrate and live the life and be the same all the time. I often think of Mrs. Coppock and Mr. Coppock, but not just beginning. Mrs. Coppock just began, but the spirit of meekness and the spirit of patience in obeisance to the great command of God, she concentrated and was sincere. And through being sincere and visualizing that which could not be seen with the mortal eye, it produced the visible expression of the invisible one, of both it and them. And that is what we are, the outer expression of the condition of the mind within. This is the outpicturing of the impregnated thought of life and of love that has been brought to the world in the heart and hearts and minds of them that love God. Now you can see that it is a reality that I will preach Christ in words. It was essential, but the most essential part of this great work is for it to be more so in deeds and in actions, and to put my spirit in them and cause them to walk in my statutes. This, in this home, is but the sketch of a reflection of a percent, of a percent, of a percent of the outer expression of that which is within the mind of God, which has been sketchily to some percent of a percent of a percent of a reflection visibilated on the material plane. And here it is, here and now. Do you not see that at such a time? Do you not see the outer expression of the condition of the mind within? It is a sketch of a reflection, I say, for it is wonderful. People came to Fayville. They did not know, and they could not understand how these things could be. It was beyond the comprehension of the human mind. Therefore, they could not, did not know how these things could be, that God could set as though at MAM a table spread free for one and for all, and not allow any soliciting to be done, and not allow anyone to contribute anything. And yet, the abundance of the fullness of the consciousness of good, no space was vacant of the fullness thereof. They could not understand how these things could be when I emphatically refused to allow contributions, volunteer offerings, or anything of that kind, and stood out in the liberty wherewith Christ hath set you free, knowing that all good gifts and blessings come from God anyway. Then it is just as well to come from God invisibly as to come from a visible expression or manifestation to seek some honor or trust for yourself. They cannot understand, I say, that this here in this home is a sketch of a reflection of a percent of a percent of a percent of the outer condition of the mind within. It is but a sketch of a reflection of a percent of a percent of a percent of the limitless blessings that I have in storehouse for the soul of the children of men. The time cometh, and now is, that God alone shall be praised. All of the glory belongs to God, and therefore it is wonderful, upon such a foundation and upon such a principle I stand as a living sacrifice to be and to work for the glory of God. Then I say that it pays to concentrate and to be the same all the time. Some of you that claim to know me, you may think you are playing with man, claiming to know me all of these years, when you idle your time away and gossip and radiate and register things and thoughts that are not in conformity to the spirit of life. You may think it is all right, but then that has been the cause of many that have turned back to the dust, that have claimed to know me. God has no responsibility for the one or ones that will not live in conformity to his life and to his teaching. The spirit and the life of God and the mind of God produces the mind of God in you. The spirit and life and mind of man or of the world will produce the life and the spirit of the world in you. And the spirit of the world brings death to the body just as sure as your name is what it is. You know, it is wonderful. Those of the followers far and near, their talk and their mind and their whole conversations are on the things that pertain to this life, this Christ. You produce the same in your lives by visualizing it. I continue to say, when you visualize and gaze upon materialism, mortality, or carnality, you tend to materialize that, and you are that. When you gaze upon and visualize immortality or spirituality, or the demonstrator, or the duplicator, you tend to produce and bring into actuality the same in your life, and hence that which you have brought in your life will be materialized, and you will be that. That is the message of the scriptures that the mortal mind cannot understand. Oh, it is wonderful. It may be like pouring water on a duck's back, but it is wonderful anyway. It is wonderful. There is a little song I used to sing sometimes when I would bring that up. It is like pouring water on a duck's back when a duck's back is oil. You know, unless you are willing to live this life and advocate it and demonstrate it, why then you are robbing God in a way. Truly might one have said, will a man rob God? It is wonderful. Actually, I desire when I come here even, I feel like I should pay for what I eat, because if I am not absolutely perfect, then I am not worthy of these holy blessings that came not by the will of man, but by the will of God. Therefore, I must be willing to sacrifice, and be willing to sacrifice to the limit, yea, even my own body, my own life. That is why I don't think about eating when I come here only as it falls in line. But my thought is on giving you something, not just coming to eat. Although my spirit did bring the reality of the presence of God here in this home. You all said it was my spirit. You said it was not like this before I came. It is wonderful. At a public meeting in Newark, held in Slovak Sokol Hall, 358 Morris Avenue, Wednesday, July 13th. After the singing of the song, I am here, and I am there, and I am everywhere, Father said, peace, it is wonderful. Some of you all realize that I am here, and you realize that I am there, and you realize that I am everywhere. It is wonderful. And you know, the more you talk about this wonderful truth, the more you spread it, the more it spreads out. Every time one tries to quench this wonderful fire, the more it burns. So there is no need for anyone to try to stop this. It will go forth conquering and to conquer, with or without the body. And that is the great significance of this truth. Because when some of you thought I was away, when you thought I was in the summer hotel, I mean the summer hotel in Mineola and in Riverhead, better known as jail, why, you found that I was here just the same. It is wonderful. You found that I was in every assembly, wheresoever you would assemble together, I was there. And I will be there with or without the body. My spirit, which I am, is just as operative without the body as it is with the body. But going into that place that I call my summer hotel, I hadn't had a vacation personally in so long. It is wonderful. It is wonderful. It is wonderful. But it was that I had to verify the statement of Jesus when he said that the time will come when they will persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. The time cometh that they will cast you into prison for my great name's sake. And someone said, he said that his name is God. It is wonderful. It is wonderful. Now, I don't have to say that. It is wonderful. I don't have to say anything about what I am. I don't have to say anything about what I am nor what my name is. Saving divine. He said that you will be persecuted and said all manner of evil against falsely for my name's sake. It is wonderful. The time cometh when they will even kill you and think that they are doing God service. I am privileged to say today that I am not killed. It is wonderful. But I can say I live, and because I live, you shall live also. It is wonderful. It is wonderful. We are rejoicing. I know you are rejoicing because I do live. How do you know I live? You know the song that I sing, that some of you sing so often. He lives in me. It is wonderful. Aren't you glad? I don't regret anything that I have gone through, and I do not regret anything that I am going through. For every knock is a boost, every criticism is a praise, and every stumbling block is a stepping stone. It is wonderful. But be mindful how you send your thoughts out of cursing, your wishes that are not desirable. Be mindful how you wish for anything to come to another. For whatsoever you wish to come to another will come to you. Therefore I say, rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say, rejoice. Let your moderation be made known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. It is a consolation to know that God is at hand. Now, I didn't say that God was just right here at this platform. But God is not confined to this platform. God is not confined to any nation, language, tongue, or people. And you might know that God is not ignorant enough to think that he is confined to any place or land or clime. It is wonderful. That is a great consolation, and that is a great victory that you have within yourselves to know that God is omnipotent and omnilucent, the greatest light that ever has been or ever will be, that God is omniscient and omnipresent, hence a present help in every need. Therefore, you do not have to come here or to go there. But because I know that God is everywhere, then if you have a thought with him, I will universalize your statement and make it true. It is wonderful. I will prove conclusively that God and man are one. God and man are one. God and man are one. Now, this is not any more, any worse than what you have been taught by even the truth teachings and by Christian Science. It is declared that man is a spirit and is a mind, and man is not matter. Hence, man is not confined to any one place, person, or persons. It is wonderful. This, as you know, is the spirit manifest in you all, and it is here and there and everywhere. And there is nothing for you to falter for, nor fear, for God is ever in the midst of thee. It is wonderful. But I want to say to those of you, as one of the speakers said a little while ago, those of you that see me to be a voodoo man, those of you that see me to be a black magician, those of you that see me to be a hypnotizer, those of you that see me to be a bad man, those of you that see me to be a good man, those of you that see me to be a son of man, those of you that see me to be the son of God, those of you that see me to be God, I will not say, like a little boy said to another little boy once, you're another. I will not say you are another one, but I will say that you are the same one. Now, whatsoever you see me to be, whether you are conscious of it or not, you may not be in that name, but you are the same thing. You may not be called a DVL. You may not be called a hypnotizer. You may not be called a wizard or a witch or a black magic worker or an angel. You may not be called the Son of God or God, but whatsoever you see me to be, you are the same creature, and you are the same principle, whether you go by that name or not. It is wonderful. You know, no man can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Ghost. No man knoweth the Father but the Son, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father, and he to whom the Son will reveal him. Whether you know it or not, then whatsoever you believe me to be, whether you are conscious of it or not, you are that. Whether you go by that name or some other name, It is wonderful. If you realize yourself, when you go before a mirror, you see yourself in a mirror. So it is in this great life and this great drama. When you go before the screen or scene of things, why, the thing that you are visualizing, you are reflecting that in yourself, and you are reflecting yourself in it. Therefore, I say, you are what you think I am, and that is the height of your ambition. That is your destruction. If you think I am good, bad, or indifferent, you are the same thing. That is the great consolation of this great work. Truly might one have said, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for you tend to produce and reproduce in your mental and spiritual lives the thing that you are gazing upon. It is wonderful. But I do desire to stand for your sake, that you may see a living picture of the true ideal standing before you as the ideal of life, that you might visualize and that you might materialize the perfect and not materialize the imperfect. For the thing I say that you visualize, you will materialize. And you will bring it in your life, and not only materialize, but you will physically it, and it will become a living factor in your physical life and in the lives of those that you come in contact with. It is wonderful. Take these thoughts into consideration, dear ones, and make up your mind to live an evangelical life. As I have said so often, I don't tell you to read the Bible particularly. I don't care if you don't read it. But I do say, live exactly according to the life and the teachings of Christ, as recorded by Matthew, Mark, Luke and John. Now, you don't have to read it to do it, but live it and be it, and you will be a living example for the world, and you will be as a city that is set on a hill and cannot be hid. It is wonderful. You will be as the light that shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehendeth it not. For the light will cause the darkness to disappear as soon as the light appears. Therefore, they do not agree, and they do not dwell together long enough to understand each other. The light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness understandeth it not. The darkness cannot understand it, because when the light comes, the darkness will disappear, and it will not walk in and with the light. But Christ says through the apostle on one occasion, if you walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sins. But I want to say, the darkness will not walk in the light, and it will not walk with the light, for men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds are evil. And they will not come to the light, lest their deeds be revealed, and that is why they don't understand me. Anyone that does not understand me, you may know that they are the darkness. They are the darkness, or he is the darkness that does not understand me. For the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness understandeth it not. And men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds are evil. And I am the light of the world that lighteth every man that cometh into the world.